This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 7 Pentecost underscore Mon underscore C. 7 Pentecost Monday C. First posted July 12, 2010. Psalm 25:1-9b. Deliverance from enemies. Paraphrase. I lift up my soul to thee, O Lord. I trust in thee, my God. May I never be ashamed. May my enemies never exult over me. May not any who wait for thee be ashamed. May the wantonly wicked be ashamed. Teach me thy paths, O Lord, and help me to know thy ways. You are my God and my salvation. Lead me into thy truth and teach me. I wait upon thee all the day long. In your mercy remember me, and your steadfast love for me, for they have been eternal. Don't remember the sins and transgressions of my youth, but in your steadfast love remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Commentary: This lifetime has intentionally been created to be our opportunity to seek, find, and have fellowship with God our Creator. This creation is intended to be our opportunity to learn to trust and obey God's Word. God has revealed His purpose for creation in His Word, the Bible, and in Jesus Christ, the living Word, the Word of God fulfilled, embodied, and exemplified in Jesus Christ, John 1:1-5:14. His intention has always been to establish an eternal kingdom of His people who willingly trust and obey God's Word. God has given us His Word in the Bible and in Jesus Christ. He wants us to learn His ways and walk in His paths. This lifetime is our opportunity to learn to follow the teaching and example of Jesus Christ and to become spiritually born again, John 3:3-5-8. Sons and daughters of God by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Lord wants us to trust the promises of His Word, so that He can fulfill them and show us that His promises are faithful and true. This is the way that we grow to spiritual maturity. The Lord is abundantly willing and able to forgive and forget the sins of our youth and our not-so-youthful sins, if we are willing to trust and obey Jesus. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?